Hello, my loves. So excited to be here with you today. I gotta tell you, it has been a day. Do you remember these days where you're just like trying to do a thing and trying to do a thing? It's almost like the entire universe is like pushing you in another direction. Intuitively, I was like, all right, maybe I shouldn't be doing this recording that I wanted to share with you guys. And then, as luck would have it, I recorded this whole training for you, and then it like got totally messed up because I got a call. Anyway, just to tell you, I have a sense that what wants to come through for you today is the thing that is truly meant for you, because literally, no matter how hard I tried to just do like a basic marketing training for you, it's not gonna happen. Instead, we're gonna talk about why you feel so afraid to stand up and own your place as a spiritual leader and as a healer on the planet right now. All right, that's what Spirit wants to talk about today, and so that's what we're gonna do. I have heard from at least 3 or 4 women this week who said, I know I'm meant for more. I know that I'm here to do healing work. I have had gifts since I was a little girl where I could see things, feel things, heal others. I've always had this sense of wanting to give back and really be in service to the world. But I have been told ever since I was young that I'm too sensitive, that those gifts and everything are woo-woo or hocus-pocus or witchy work or not really valuable, right? How could you ever even think about making a living doing that crazy shit? So let's talk about that, shall we? All right, because honestly, what is happening in the world, like the state of the world that we're in right now, more than ever, we need the ones who can heal to do so. And more than ever, the healers, even those underground healers of us, are being called forward, where that sense of ignoring what we know we're meant to do here on the planet is becoming so loud that we can't shove it down with food or self-criticism or judgment or working soul-sucking jobs that we know are not working for us. It is becoming so apparent and so clear that we're here to help others. So if that's you and this is resonating with you, I really want you to listen up. Okay, so really, there are 3 core things that hold women back from actually taking their spiritual gifts and making a full-time income doing it. Yes, it's possible. I've done it. I taught hundreds of women how to do the same. So, why do we feel stuck? Number one, we tell ourselves we're not clear. I don't know how I could make this happen. I don't really know what I want to do. I mean, I think I want to start my own business, but I'm not really sure. I kind of want to be a yoga teacher, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just going to do it to deepen my own practice. How would I actually turn this into a business? If you're one of those people who is struggling, feeling like I'm not clear, I want you to know the truth is probably more than anything, you know exactly what you want and what you're here to do. The problem isn't knowing, the problem is trusting yourself that you're actually worthy of listening to. Does that make sense? So today I was on a call with a client and she's like, yeah, I don't really know what to do. You know, I think I might want to start a business. I'm not really sure. And when we got down to it, it's like, actually, you know exactly what you want to do. You're here to serve. You're here to heal. You have gifts. Yeah, maybe they haven't been supported by your family or your partner, etc. But you know you're here to heal people. The only problem is you're not quite sure how. Do you feel how that's a very different thing? I'm here to serve. I'm here to heal. I'm here to step into my role as a healer, but I'm not exactly sure how to take the next step forward. That is a place of power, saying, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't really know what I want to do. I mean, I have this idea, but I don't know. That is some bullshit. What that is resistance. So remember, anytime we do something brave, anytime we move out of our comfort zone, start a business, step into our leadership, become a healer, really say the powerful things that need to be said in the world, in our job, and in our relationships, we are going to feel resistance. It's natural and it's inevitable. Resistance will show up like, I don't really know. I don't really know what I should do. I don't know if I want to be in the relationship or not. I don't know if I should leave my job or not. I don't know if I should start the business or not. Bullshit. You know exactly what you need to do. You're just not willing to trust yourself. So the first step that you need to do is understand that that confusion doesn't mean you're not meant for it. That confusion doesn't mean you don't know yourself, that you're not extraordinarily connected to your truth and what to do next. It's just this like, almost like a fog that rolls in that keeps us stuck so that we don't take the next steps forward and really make the radical change we're meant to make in our life. Okay. Number two thing that stops us is we don't think we can make a full-time income if we were to leave our job and do spiritual work, soul-centered work full-time. Bullshit. I've done it. I have many clients who have done it. If you look on the internet, there's people doing this all over the world and making a really great living doing it. So why don't we have more healers, more sensitive women stepping into their gifts, more artists, more creatives, going out there and really bringing the beauty, the magic, the healing to the world that they feel called to share? Why? Because we're conditioned by the patriarchy, by television, whatever you want to call it, to believe that feminine arts, beauty, creativity, intuition are somehow less than and less powerful and less valuable than the masculine tendency to work, create, do, produce, develop, you know, create the things and create money. Now, money is not masculine. Money is neutral. You can create lots of money in a feminine way and through practicing feminine arts. But we are not conditioned to believe this is a possibility. And guess what? Nobody's gonna change that except ourselves. We get to choose the reality that we create as women, as healers, as sensitives, as leaders who are here to change the tides, literally save the planet, and restore the natural balance in our ecosystems, in our communities, and within ourselves to move out of that pushy, have to do, have to be productive, have to make money, and really own and claim that slowness, stillness, softness, depth is just as valuable and just as valuable commodity as products and stuff. Okay, so what do we do about this? We literally do the work to learn how to create profitable businesses that are service-based, that change the world, help others, and allow us to create the income that we want in the process. It's not gonna help anybody to not do your work in the world and only do it as a hobby. You're not gonna reach enough people. If you can heal and you have talents and gifts, it is your duty to get those out to the people who need it. When you're constantly putting yourself out there and getting your work out to the people who need it, money is the inevitable side effect of providing value, okay? Money is the inevitable side effect of providing value. If you show up and you provide value every single day, money comes, no questions. Period, finish, okay? But what's really critical is that we need to start changing the conversation and the dialogue around what we find valuable. That starts with us. If we don't value our work and we don't put it out there like, you need this, this is gonna help you, let me serve you by selling this thing to you, then we're not going to be able to shift the basic conditioning that the only things that are valuable are the things that like make us money or make us look sexy or make us look younger or whatever the bullshit is that's being sold by the mass media, okay? So as women entrepreneurs, it is our job, it is our duty to make money doing good work so that we can play the capitalistic game and be able to actually make a change. If we don't have money, if we're not serving more people, if we're not holding value for the things that we know are healing and sacred, nobody is gonna do it for us. And if we don't change the way that capitalism looks and currency is exchanged and do it in a conscious way, and we just play small and we do it as a hobby, you're not doing enough. Okay, number three. People are gonna think I'm crazy, judge me, or call me a witch if I go out and I do spiritual work in the world, okay? Again, not true. We need to look at the stuff and call it out because there are too many, I would probably say millions, if not more, of inspired, awakened women out there that are not bringing their healing gifts to the people who need them because they're afraid they're going to be judged, ostracized, turned away by their church, their family, their friends, and their community if they were to actually share what's on their heart. Again, bullshit. When you share your truth in a way that you really know and believe in it, and you put your stake in the ground, you say like, I'm here to serve. I know that this is meaningful, and would you like to experience it? That is a healing, okay? So again, it's just resistance. If you're a light worker, if you're a healer, if you're somebody to raise the consciousness on the planet, if you're that person here to do it, which if you're watching this, guess what? You are. You're going to feel resistance, okay? You're going to think people are going to judge you. You're going to be afraid. You're going to feel fear. You're going to think people are not going to want to talk to you again. Honestly, it's this weird, like, little phenomena that happens in our mind. It's almost like, what is that movie? They're all going to laugh at you. We are conditioned by the unconsciousness to stay stuck and stay in the norm. It takes an act of courage to move past those fears and all that chatter and all those things that we think are going to happen and actually emerge on the other side. This is critical work. That moving through the fear and actually into the person you want to be, the leadership, the healing work that you want to do in the world, this is the natural and inevitable and necessary process of the healer path. You have to go through the fire. You have to go through the dark night of the soul. You kind of have to go through the shit, right? Because otherwise, you wouldn't have anything to teach. Does that make sense? So if you're feeling resistance, if you're feeling confused, if you're worrying people are going to judge you, if you have all this fear that you're not going to make enough money, if you're in a soul-sucking job and you know it's not aligned, but you're really petrified to take the leap, no, it doesn't mean you're doing anything wrong. It means that you're doing something right, because you're doing something powerful enough to activate that resistance that's wanting to hold you down, right? You're moving out of your comfort zone and into the place where you can actually create change. And as you move through that and you learn to navigate your fear, navigate that resistance, learn how to work with it, you literally become strong enough to do this good work in the world. Not only that, you have the perspective, you have the skill set, you can relate to people who are on the other side, and you can put out your hand and you can walk them all the way through. That's what it means to be a healer on the planet right now. If you have the capacity, it's gonna make me cry. If you can and you know you want to, please do it. Please stand up. It's worth it. It's literally what we need right now to change the world. And if you're like, I don't know where to start. Like, I'm not around people who talk like this or think like this, or I don't have supportive community or family or friends. Or if you're not sure how to make money doing it, if you're not clear on what you do, please reach out to me. This is literally what I'm here on the planet to do, is to help women go from having their natural God-given gifts to making money doing it, so they serve more people, not have to risk the financial freedom in the process, and overcome their fear so they can find out what they're truly meant to do in the world and what you're truly capable of. All right, my friends, that's what I wanted to come through. This is a big one, all right? So I'd love to hear from you. Please let me know, does this resonate? Did anything I share with you like hit home? And what are you taking from this week's training, okay? So let me know, let's start a conversation. You're not alone. And I really encourage you to take action, whether that's joining us in the Aligned Female Entrepreneur Program, whether it's actually stepping in and claiming that you're creating the reality that you want for yourself, for each other, and for the world, or maybe it's just starting to think about this in a new way, okay? Whatever action you're going to take it boldly, take it proudly. I love you guys. Keep going, and I'll talk to you next week.